The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus went to a town called Nain, accompanied by his disciples and a great number of people. When he was near the gate of the town, it happened that a dead man was being carried out for burial, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a considerable number of the townspeople were with her. When the Lord saw her, he felt sorry for her. "Do not cry," he said. Then he went up and put his hand on the bier, and the bearers stood still. And he said, "Young man, I tell you to get up." And the dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Everyone was filled with awe and praised God, saying, "A great prophet has appeared among us. God has visited his people." And this opinion of him spread throughout Judea and all over the countryside. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Just reflecting with someone a few moments ago how wonderful it is to belong to a church that does hold the 2 days, yesterday, the Feast of All Saints, today, All Souls Day, so as important days, because it reminds us of the Lord, a great prophet. God has visited his people. God is always with his people, and we seek to follow him. Yesterday, celebrating those men and women, the saints, who'd achieved all their virtues throughout life. But today, remembering all the faithful departed, and of course it's the whole month too, that whole month of November, we can lovingly remember them. Not that we forget them, and it doesn't mean to say that we don't think of them in other times of the year, of course it doesn't, but it gives us a whole sort of time like today, just to be grateful, thankful for their lives, for their influence on us, for all that they've given to us, but knowing, and this is the great thing, knowing that they're safe with the Lord. They're with the Lord. It's so sad that so few people among us today seem to believe in the eternal life. They believe when you're dead and that's it. But it isn't it. And that's the whole point and the great glory of our faith. The Lord comes and raises us to that new life with him. He the first fruits, but we too in our turn. And our faithful, our loved ones, there with him that we remember today. So it's a great, actually, wonderful affirmation of the truth of God has visited his people. We're always with the Lord. Nothing can separate us from the love of God.